got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be
received this time. Please check the number or try your call again. Oh, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio, which stands, of course, for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. Good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, and I would like to formally welcome you to the Reach Radio Show. As you know by now, we assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is to place families in a home, not just a house. The number to call Reach is 561-491-1670. That's 561-491-1670. And don't forget to press 0 for the operator. Or you can visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Today's show includes some do-it-yourself hurricane tips, first-time home buyers advice, and as usual, the best housing and counseling experts are on our show to assist you in achieving the American dream of home ownership. A little later in the show, we will spotlight our Reach Radio's Home of the Week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. So let's take a look at what's happening in South Florida's real estate news. For the latest headlines, here's Reach Radio's news director, Dr. Mort.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, here I am, Dr. Mort, with the latest news headlines. Palm Beach County Clerk Sharon Bach says new foreclosures are down 6% from May and 20% down from last year. It can happen to anybody. Former Dolphins quarterback Dante Culpepper loses his home to a bank. It was in foreclosure. What about the mortgage document scam? And the last news is 10 people were arrested in an $8 million mortgage fraud. And that is today's news headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org.
Well, Mort, you're the news guy, that's for sure. I love these headlines. You know, I can't believe some of the things that these companies try to get away with. And it's not like no one's watching. Everyone's watching, but they don't seem to care, right? Hey, did you know that tomorrow's National Ice Cream Day?
No, let's have some.
You know who did? Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month, which is a great thing. And July 15th in 1984, he designated today or that day as National Ice Cream Day. Just thought you might like to know that, you know. You never know. Okay, so let's get on out of here. Coming up next is Renee and Michelin Farou. They will share their missionary experiences with us. And we'll be checking on the activities at the Royal Palm Covenant Church Health Fair. Then Lisa Bond joins us again with more tips and advice for the hurricane preppers. So stay with us. Reach Radio will be right back.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where would your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here to let you know that tomorrow, Sunday, July the 21st, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Reach will be hosting their first-time homebuyers workshop at their new office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. I'm going to give you that address one more time. It's 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Garden. The workshop starts at 1 p.m. and we wrap it up at 7 p.m. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them at 561-491-1670. Don't forget to press zero. You'll get to the operator and it'll work out a lot better for you. And when you complete this workshop, you will understand the home buying process and you'll probably be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages, and you'll have a good time there. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. This first-time homebuyers workshop is taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. That's this Sunday, tomorrow, from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Reach headquarters, 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Or for more information, you can call them at 561-491-1670. Before we get to our first guest, let's check with Kenesha Wood. She's standing by at the Royal Palm Beach Covenant Church Health Fair. Kenesha, what's going on at the health fair today? Kenesha, you in there?
Lots of things, Alan. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're having a rock and roll time here.
So are we. Bounce house and everything. So are we.
Well, what's going on? I know that, let's see, first off, you're at 660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard. That's at the Royal Palm Covenant Church. There's no charge, right?
No charge. Everything here is for free. We have doctor on site to give free checkup for the kids to go back to school. We know how important that is. No checkups, no school, no kidding in these schools these days. So the doctors are here to give you free checkup for everything. And we have checkup for glucose and blood pressure. I even got involved and get a checkup on my spine to see if I'm, you know, how bad my spine is at this moment. It was fun.
Well, you know, Kenesha, stay off that bounce house, will you? And that's probably, you know, they have
the
live music
coming out today, Alan. I have to bring the kid out in me today. The bounce house is my thing.
Hey, and they're giving away free goodies. What are they giving away over there?
We're giving away a lot of stuff. They're over here giving away, you know, they have food here, free food. No one can resist free food, right? There's food here for free. There's information. Nothing's more vital than information. And Reach is giving away a barbecue set and a luggage set, you know, just for being here and coming out.
Nice. Are they giving away any steaks with that barbecue set?
Well, if you come and give blood, you get a coupon out to get some food from Outback Steakhouse and other restaurants. So if you come out, support the cause and give some blood, you'll get a lot of coupons to get some free food or discounted food.
That's the Palm Beach County Blood Mobile, right?
Yeah, it is. The sheriff of Palm Beach PBSO is here, and they're giving away free ID kit. You know how important that is if you lose a child, how devastating that can be. But if you have that ID kit, it could make the process so much easier for them.
That's right. That's the Child ID program, and that's a very that's a very worthy cause there. I know they take a picture, they take fingerprints, they
and
really
you get
identify
it. And it's free. And you get in a CD so you don't lose that record, and they could keep it on that record for you. So you can't, you know, that's something that's, if anything is more important than anything these days, is having that safety kit in your home if anything happens.
Right. And just to let our listeners know, they give you the CD of all that information. No one keeps that information. That's just you and your child that has that information. Well, let's tell the people again where you are. That's at 660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard in Royal Palm Beach. Kenesha, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll talk to you a little bit later on in the show and get some more updates.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You bet. Thanks. That's the Royal Palm Beach Covenant Church Health Fair, located at 660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. That goes on from 9 a.m. It's already started, goes till 4 p.m. There is no charge, and there's lots of fun and activities for you to do there. All right, our next guests have dedicated their lives to the ministry and helping those in real need. Renee and Micheline Faro, created the Triumph Christian Church just outside of Port-au-Prince in 2008 and was instrumental in aiding victims of the devastating 2010 earthquake. Renee and Michelin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Don't speak all at once. It's okay.
First of all, I want to thank God and reach for this chance I have to talk about how God is using me in the country of Haiti.
Right.
I started the Triumph Christian Church in May of 2008. It was the first church in the entire neighborhood. So many of the people who attend the church are very new Christians and had never been to church before. So God has allowed us to have a church on this mountain in Pétionville. He has also given me a chance to begin building a second church. It's in a town that was started with people that had been living in tents after the earthquake in 2010. Again, there are no other Christian churches in this area. God is helping me to build it piece by piece. I thank Rich and Home Free USA and others who helped me. I would like to tell everybody that is listening to me that this work is so very hard, but God is helping me to stay strong. I want to request your prayers and your financial help. If you would like to donate to our mission, please call the station and we'll be glad to speak with you.
I have a number here that they could call if they would like to help out the church. That's 561-315-1709. Give you that number one more time. 561-315-1709.
Also, I want to talk about how you build in Haiti. In Haiti, when you are building a house or a church, they don't always have a loan. Some of the wealthy people who are making good money can get loans, but other people can't get loans. So, as I said before, I am building the church piece by piece. It is because I don't take a loan. I use the donations I receive as well as my own personal money to purchase the materials I need to further the construction. Even to have water at the building site, you have to make a water reservoir to hold the water that you buy from a big water truck tanker. Otherwise, you will spend a lot of time and effort carrying buckets of water to the property. Also, it's important to have a security wall built that goes completely around the perimeter of your property. If you don't do that, then people will walk on your property or put their animals there, or they may take your materials. Not everyone in Haiti understands about mortgages. So when they come to America, Rich offers them assistance. Rich educates first-time home buyers and helps them to understand the process of home ownership before they purchase their home. They will also continue to stay in contact with the homeowners to ensure that the homeowners are happy and understand the importance of continuing to pay their mortgage. I'm so happy to be on the program today. I appreciate what Rich does for our community, both here and in other parts of the world. I covet your prayers and hope that God will bless those who are led to donate to our project today. You may call the station for further information.
That's right. Well, they probably attended the Reach First Time Home Buyers Workshop. You know, that's coming up tomorrow. And we do teach that course in Creole. So we get it all covered. You know, Renee asked you a question here. You know, you started raising funds for Haiti back in 1994 after you graduated from Central Christian College. When did you first travel to Haiti?
I first went to Haiti actually when I was a senior in college. I went on a little 6-week internship and I went to work at a children's home there and fell in love with the children and fell in love with the people there and decided that I would raise funds and go back and work there full time.
Well, why Haiti? When you were going through your ministry or when you were learning, what attracted you to Haiti in particular?
When I was at the college I attended, there were a couple people that worked at a children's home in Haiti, and so they were actually looking for workers to go help them. So I prayed about it, and God said, hey, go ahead and go.
You said, this is a pretty good idea. Go do that, right?
Yeah, I just thought I just thought, let me just go check it out and see what it is. And I really fell in love with the people.
What was your first impression of Haiti when you got there?
My first impression was just the poverty of everyone, but how caring and loving they are at the same time. They would give you the shirt off their back if it was the only shirt they had.
I know. When I went to Haiti in 2008 or 9, something like that, and you know what Michelin said about the guards and the guns is absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. If you don't have guards, and it doesn't appear to be a brutal place, it just looks like a brutal place.
Right.
But what's the housing market there in Haiti? What's that like?
It's really different in Haiti because some of the land is owned by the government, and so as long as you're building on the property, you just pay a certain amount of money each year to kind of keep the property going. And then also, as Michelin said before, most of the times it's really hard to get a loan to build your property. And so if you're not making a big amount of money each month, the banks won't give you a loan. And so it's very difficult. You have to literally build your property piece by piece.
Right. So if you don't get the loan from the government, it could be a private
bank. Yeah,
or a bank, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't get the loan, you're pretty much just putting it together yourself. And
exactly.
What about the building codes and things like that?
And there are really not a lot of strict building codes. Obviously, as you can tell from the 2010 earthquake that happened, many buildings fell because they were not built strong enough to withstand the shaking of the earth.
Right. Michelin, you were there during that shake, right? What was that like for you?
Yes, I was there, but I don't really want to talk about it because it was awful. I was on the third floor in my office and when that happened. And it was not really bad at the place that I was. That's why I would not be able to be understanding what was going on. But when the house was shaking, start shaking, oh, I did not even understand.
Right.
And then when I get out, I already told you that because it was not too bad at the place that I was, and then I saw a lot of dust around the Port-au-Prince everywhere, and then some people were coming and then say, oh, you don't know what happened out, you don't know what happened. And then, and then that time I was understanding about that. And then when I went to the hospital, I saw a lot of people keep bleeding. So it was really,
pretty,
really
pretty
bad.
Devastating,
yes.
Right? I know we gave a lot of aid to that, and I know I covered that. I was a journalist working in Haiti when that happened, and I got to tell you, it was the devastation. You don't even want to look at it. So what's the biggest reason that and I don't want to say just the earthquakes and things and maybe the poverty, but what brings the Haitian community to America? What's the prime motivation?
I think the prime motivation is just to have the freedom that we have here in America and to try to raise their families up in a better place. You know, Haiti doesn't have a lot to offer with job opportunities and education and things like that. And so I think a lot of times they try to come here to better themselves and better their families.
What do you think is the hardest part of assimilating into America?
I think the hardest part is probably learning the language and finding a job and being able to provide not only for themselves here, but they also try to provide for their families that are back in Haiti that they left behind.
Absolutely. Well, if you would like to donate to their mission, again, the number to call is 561-315-1709. That's 561-315-1709. Renee Michelin, thank you so much for joining us on Reach Radio today. We certainly enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank you.
Okay. After the break, we will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Helping low to moderate income families achieve home ownership, that's our mission. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. the fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Host Alan Mason, and welcome back to REACH Radio. You know, if you're struggling with your mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure, or if you're unemployed, REACH counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the REACH mission. Here's the number to call for the REACH folks. It is 561-491-1670. Don't forget to press 0 to get to the operator. All right, let's give away some money, huh? I just feel rich. So before we spotlight our home of the week, let's do just that. Home Depot has graciously donated a couple of $25 gift cards, but you know, the good folks at REACH say, you know what, $25, we'll match that $25 with another $25 Home Depot gift card, and bringing the total to $50. And if you're the fourth caller, you'll be $50 richer. So now you probably want to know the number to call. Well, here it is, 561-844-6167. Or you could call 1-800-889-0267. Those are the numbers to call if you would like to pick up $50 worth of gift cards from Home Depot. All right, let's take a look at our Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. We have a beautiful little home here, and it's a condo. It's in Fort Lauderdale near Commercial Boulevard. It is a two-bedroom, one-bath condo, large living room, and a sizable back porch, has a community pool. This property has been reconditioned from the bottom to the top. It has a brand-new air conditioner and a fresh coat of paint. It's located near work, school, and play. This is a rental property. So if you're looking to rent until that perfect home comes along, this may be just the place for you. Again, it's in Fort Lauderdale near Commercial Boulevard. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath condo, very large living area, and a sizable back porch. Has a community pool and all that good stuff. This is REACH Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Remember, REACH Radio is here to assist low and moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. The good folks at REACH say they have about 96 properties available for those who qualify for the program. To find out if you meet the criteria, call REACH at 561-491-1670. Don't forget to press 0 to get to the operator. So that's our Spotlight Home of the Week. If you're looking for a rental, that's the place to be. All right, I hear that clock ticking, Mort. Tells me that it's time for the news. It's time for REACH Radio News, and our crack news director, Mort, is here to reel in the real estate news. Mort, what do you have?
This week, got some interesting news this week. The number of new foreclosure case filings in Palm Beach County has dropped in June when compared to the previous month, and dropped considerably from the same time last year, according to the latest statistics from the clerk of the comptroller's office. There was a 6% decrease in cases filed in May and a 20% decrease from June of last year. While foreclosures are down, the number of new mortgages indeed saw a considerable jump in June compared with the previous month and with last year. Clerk Bach said, "Our numbers certainly show some great news for the Palm Beach County's real estate market. In June, we saw the highest number of deeds recorded since June of 2006, and most mortgages recorded with us since November of 2007. Okay, yeah, yeah, it can happen to anybody. Former NFL quarterback Dante Culpepper has lost his Broward County, Florida home to a bank in foreclosure settlement, according to multiple reports. The 10,000-square-foot house in the Landmark Ranch Estates development was taken by the SunTrust Bank in April. In return, the bank forgave Culpepper $3 million in debt earlier this month, according to South Florida Business Journal. Culpepper had purchased the $3.7 million house in 2006 with a $2.9 million mortgage, the paper notes. What about paying for what's yours, okay? After surviving the ills of predatory lending and predatory foreclosure, Florida house owners are faced with a new predator. A company called Florida Certified Record Retrieval has been attempting to dupe Floridians into paying $85 or more to receive a certified copy of their housing deed, which is otherwise an easy and inexpensive obtainable document. Florida Certified Home Retrieval contacts homeowners by sending an official-looking letter. The letter contains the homeowner's address and specific details, which can be obtained legitimately on the public records. In the fine print, this predator says, "We are not in any way affiliated with the state of Florida or any local government. They are a private company that makes money from intimidating people into requesting freely obtainable government documents. Do not fall a victim to this scheme or other similar scheme. The Florida Attorney General's Office is looking into this particular company. They are also looking in to a lot of these schemes that are going on in Florida." The last news story is 10 arrested in an $8 million Florida mortgage fraud operation. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement last week arrested 10 members of a criminal mortgage fraud and identity theft ring charged with swindling banks out of more than $8 million. The department has been investigating the operation for the past 4 years. The scheme involved people who were provided with fake Florida driver's license and other personal identification information. With those identities, they would buy properties. But rather than take on the debt, the properties were very quickly flipped and resold. The scammers would forge a quick claim deed or warranty deed and transfer it to one of their own. The fraud ring obtained mortgages of 14 different properties in Broward and Miami-Dade. The mortgage loans on these properties weren't paid, so they are now in foreclosure. The federal government has reported the arrest of hundreds involved in mortgage fraud nationwide, including 10 in Florida since March. Last month, U.S. Attorney Eric Holder said nearly $11 million have been recovered in what is being called Operation Stolen Dreams. Christy Chernowski, an FDLE spokesman, said no new arrests have been made, but the investigation is ongoing. That's Reach Radio News. I'm Dr. Mort. More Reach Radio with our handsome, honest
Stop it.
Housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Thanks, Mort. Hey, you know, I'm amazed every time I hear these stories, especially the fraud stuff. It reminded me of a story a few years ago in the National Enquirer. Someone placed an ad that said...
A reputable
newspaper. Oh, absolutely. The ad said, "Quick, hurry, before time runs out, send $1 to post office box, blah, 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 blah." Do you know that 100,000 people sent that guy a dollar? And then someone complained and said, "Hey, I didn't get anything." You know, he didn't say he was going to get anything. And what I was leading to is, you don't know if to give these people a handshake or handcuffs. I mean, they come up with such creative junk. And obtaining a piece of paper or a document that you can get from the courthouse for free, they're charging $80.
Yeah, wait till I'm going to have some more comments on my Mort Minute because I get to give my own opinion about these things.
I love
so, it. So stay tuned.
All right. Well, you know, hurricane season is brutally upon us. And if you're a homeowner, our next guest may have a few tips to help protect your life and property. Lisa Bond, a lifelong Floridian, born and raised in South Florida, has been dubbed the original hurricane prepper. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Al. It's great to be back.
Oh, you sound so enthused. Come on. We look forward to your insight because I know I've known Lisa for a long time. And like I said last week, you should see her with a hammer and nails. I mean, she goes. Last week, you know, we covered inside the house, the safety tips and all that, and we may go over a little bit of that again. But what about outside the home? What's the most important step a homeowner can take to protect life and limb?
Well, actually, the most important thing to do is make sure that your property is clear prior to an incoming storm. Make sure that you have put things out for the solid waste management to remove from the property, because with high winds, those items tend to fly around, break windows, damage vehicles, things of that nature.
Projectiles.
Yes, so you want to make sure your properties are clear. Make sure that you cut back trees at certain times of the year when it's appropriate, and make sure that that goes out as well. A lot of wind in a heavy foliated tree, it will take that tree down. So some of your larger trees need to be thinned out. Things like that, that they really want to talk to somebody that's a specialist for horticulture that can take those items on and know what they need to do.
What about power wires? You know, you're going to trim some trees and you're up near the power wire. Stay away from there. Call Florida Power and Light.
Yeah,
what do you
need Florida Power and Light contracts different companies like a Splendi, et cetera, and they will have someone come out and trim those. You need to stay away from power lines. Make sure you don't dig into anything before you know where lines are going, things of that nature. Safety is always the most important factor.
Well, sometimes, you know, when there's a threat of a hurricane coming, people panic. I don't know why. They just do. And think about what you're doing before you jump up there and start cutting down trees that are next to power wires, because you never know.
Well, the biggest thing behind most factors in people's lives are one of two things, and the biggest one is fear. Yeah. So especially if you've never been through a hurricane or it's something you've never really had to prepare for individually, just stay calm, speak to somebody who knows what they're doing. Make sure you do things methodically and with safety in mind for every factor that you use.
Yeah, that means bring out the safety goggles. You know, if you've got a hurricane tip that you would like to share with us, you can call the studio at 561-844-6167 or 1-800-889-0267 if you have some comments or you'd like to ask Lisa a question, or maybe you want to know a little bit about our hammers and nails, right? Let me ask you this. What if you don't have hurricane shutters on your house? I mean, is it worth the effort to go out and get the plywood and pound the things?
Again, you may want to bring a contractor on board, but the biggest thing that we fear here and that ends up being an issue here in Florida are projectiles, because a lot of people don't really understand how insurance works. Some people don't have what they call flood insurance, and even if you're not in a flood zone, should a projectile go through your window and your house floods from the storm, your homeowner's policy won't cover that. So it's important that you protect the interior as well. Otherwise, even the flood insurance won't be covering it.
That's right. I heard if the water comes from the top down, correct me if I'm right here, if it comes from the top down, you're protected under your insurance, but if it comes from the ground up, ergo flood.
No, that's not correct.
Which flood, way is it?
No, it doesn't work that way. Flood insurance specifically means damage to the property from flood waters, and that can mean that it flooded in from your roof or from a window because it was damaged during the storm, or the rising of water that damaged your foundation, your walls, et cetera.
So if a tree falls on my roof and it opens up a hole and it rains in, that's flood?
No, now you're going to split hairs with me and you need to have an insurance person come on for all that. No, if a tree falls on the roof and the roof is damaged from that, then no, that's your hazard policy, not flood. Well, they may both kick in, but actually that would fall under the
right.
Hazard policy.
And there's not much you could do about that. At least you go and prepare prior to the hurricane and bring down trees that are close to your house.
Correct.
I mean, that sounds like just common sense, but for some reason people don't get it.
Well, people have busy lives. You've got children to raise and work to do and friends to visit, and somebody just didn't get to that tree with the broken or the dead branches, and that ended up being the problem.
There you go. How do you protect your car? I mean, if you don't have a carport, I had someone tell me one time, park your car right in the middle of your lawn, right in your front yard. If there's no trees and anything there, good idea, bad idea?
You know, I never really thought about it. I just left mine in the driveway myself. I figured, you know, it was old. Whatever came. So, certain animals are left loose because they can get away from whatever they need to. I would imagine if there's nothing to really fall on the car, as long as the winds weren't strong enough to pick them up and throw them through your window, that might be okay.
Yeah, just that might ruin my front yard. Oh, okay. Have your car ruined by the hurricane, but don't worry about your yard. What about sandbags? Is that a good idea? I mean, does that hold back the water? I mean, I see them when the big floods come and the sandbags go up, but who do they really work?
Well, Florida is an interesting state because we have a canal system. And with the canal system, if water management districts are doing their job properly, then they will be releasing water from the canals beforehand so that we can drain properly. The western communities have a huge issue because we have ponds out there, and when the ponds overflow, because they're inside the properties, they don't get into the culverts and head towards the canal system. Sandbags may help to keep it, you know, away in some cases. In some, it may not. It really depends on the property and what your situation is.
All right, and how well water management does right. their job. Sure enough. You know, we don't get that much in South Florida. I've been through at least 15 hurricanes that I can remember, and I can't remember any time when they said, leave your home. But I know a lot of friends of mine that have, and they usually jump into a hotel somewhere. Anything you should look out for there as far as leaving your home behind?
Please make sure that you're properly prepared to leave, that you have any specialty items. If you have a baby, don't forget the diapers and the food.
Don't forget the baby.
Yeah, that's a big one. And then if you have someone going with you that's elderly, make sure that they have all their medications. Make sure that you've packed food and water supplies, because power outages are going to happen and you're not going to be able to depend on getting room service. So things like that are important.
Power outages. That's good. What about, let's see, was it Hurricane Jenny, I think we had?
Gene. Yeah.
11 days, no power.
Yeah.
That was thrilling. if you do have a gas generator or a power inverter, probably the gas generator is what you should watch out for. Make sure you don't crank that up inside your house and... Right?
There are stories about that, and I'm, you know, some people's kids, as a friend of ours used to say, but please, people, make sure if you start up a generator of any kind that it is away from the house, the windows, the doors, et cetera, that the power leads inside. Do not hook things up to the bus system for your main electrical box. Let the professionals do that. We don't want to see anybody... doing anything where they can electrocute themselves.
An extension cord is about all you need.
Yeah,
with a generator.
Just to take the generator outside, keep it away from the door, make sure that you can have access to it safely, to put gas in it in the middle of the night, et cetera. And, you know, if you keep your refrigerator closed all night, it will stay cool.
That's right.
Things like that. We were very lucky because we were actually on the main line where the fire station was, so we were up in 2 days. As soon as we were up, we were actually cranking out ice so that all of our neighbors and our family could have ice that did not have the opportunity to have the power.
Right. I know you could use a power inverter, too. And here's a little secret that I learned. If you take a power inverter and hook that up to your automobile, you can get decent power out of there. I have like a 1,500-watt power inverter. Runs the refrigerator, television, the VCR, and a light. I think that's about all we can, but that's all you need. But the deal was with the gas generators, you run out of gas about every 6 to 8 hours, depending on which type of generator you have. I know the old Briggs and Stratton crank them out engines, about 6 hours, you're out of gas. So if you don't know where to get gas, you have a problem. What I did is I hooked my power inverter up to my little Honda car, and I just let it idle. And I went 3 days before I needed a tank of gas.
I love it.
and it worked just fine. And the downside was it was the refrigerator, a stereo, maybe the television, and a light.
I think that's great.
And that's about it. But, you know, taking the gas trip was what the hassle is. And, of course, now I think of the last couple of hurricanes, most all the gas stations have generators. Everybody's all hooked up and ready to go, so... Anyway, Lisa, you have been an absolute joy. I love having you on the show. You have a plethora of knowledge, and I guess that's why they call you the original hurricane prepper.
Thank you, Al. It's great being here again.
Well, thanks for stopping by. To learn more about hurricane safety, visit www.hurricanesafety.org. Imagine that, right? Hey, let's give away another Home Depot gift card. If you're looking to pick up a little extra bucks, Home Depot has graciously donated a couple of $25 gift cards, and the good folks at Reach said they'll match that coupon with an additional $25 Home Depot gift card, bringing the total to $50. So if you are the fourth caller, to call into the WBZT studios. Give you that number. It's 561-844-6167. Or you can call on the toll-free line at 800-889-0267. Stay with us. When we return, Kenesha Wood will join us from the Royal Palm Beach Covenant Church. We'll have a live update of the many activities that are going on at the health fair. You are welcome to join the fun and cash in on the goodies.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. And as promised, joining us from the Royal Palm Beach Covenant Church Health Fair is Kenesha Woods. Kenesha, are you there?
Hey, I'm glad that you guys are live on the air, you know, having fun here doing a lot of events.
Whoops, what am I hearing here?
And I left it there because in the community doing health and school checkups for them.
Right. Okay. Well, we got cleared up. Let's just let the folks know that you are at 660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard in Royal Palm Beach Lakes, or no, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, right off the main highway there at the Royal Palm Covenant Church. So
right. We're right off Southern and Okeechobee, either way.
Southern and Okeechobee. There you go. So just let the folks know you're going to be there until 4 p.m. today, and it is free of charge. What do you got going on? You got bounce houses, you got live music, you got goodies, free goodies?
We have giveaways, and Dr. Moniz has been gracious enough to stop what he's doing to give, you know, to talk with us, to let us know what he's been doing today. So he's one of the many people that's here giving away free stuff and free information and screenings.
What kind of screening? What's he giving away?
Dr. Moniz is actually doing the health checkup for the kids to go back to school.
Great. Is he standing by? Or
he's standing by, ready to talk to you guys, tell you guys more about what he's doing.
Well, put him on. Let's find out what's going on out there. This is a heck of an activity out here today, folks. If you're just enjoying the afternoon, you want to have a little bit more fun, stop by at the Royal Palm Beach Church at 660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard in Royal Palm Beach Lakes. Doctor, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
We're having a great day here at Reach Radio. I understand you've got quite a crowd of people out there.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, it's very good, and I'm pretty sure that anybody who hear you on the radio, they'll be coming, because what I'm doing personally is giving free physical exam. And as you know, in Palm Beach County, if you don't have your physical at the beginning of the school year, the kids cannot go to school. And it's all free. I'm seeing the kids. And I'll give them the form so they'll be ready to go back to school next month.
Well, that's fantastic. And, yeah, I know they have to get that done. And you'll be there until 4 p.m. today?
Until 4 p.m. They can come in, and we have refreshments for them. We have a bounce house for the kids to play. We have some hot dogs. I mean, everything today is free.
Really? I think
yes.
Maybe we should just run on over there after the show, huh?
And get learned with us, right?
I think I'm going to do that. Hey, can you examine my head? I think I probably need a little bit of that. I know you're also doing dental screenings out there. You've got blood pressure monitoring. The blood mobile is there if you would like to donate some blood.
We have a lot of activities today, a lot for kids and for adults. Since I'm a pediatrician, so that's why I'm talking mainly about the kids. But, I mean, everybody will come in and they'll find something. We have the firefighters out there, you know, to just do demonstration for the kids, how to keep them safe. We have, you know, the blood mobile is there for anybody who wants to donate blood. The only thing we don't have this year is the immunization van. You know, the mobile van cannot be here today. That's why a lot of kids watch the physicals today. I instruct them to go and look for the schedule for the mobile van so they can have the shot, because we cannot give immunization today. That's a big thing. But they all will have the physical ready for them. And if the shot, the immunization is not ready, they can look for the schedule for the mobile van to get their immunization. But we're having a good time. Everything is free. So they encourage them to come and visit us today at the church.
That's the big red bus is out there too, right? The blood mobile. Exactly. And, yes. And doctor, you're donating your time, right?
Yes, it's all free. I just went to the hospital mid-round early this morning, and I'm here donating my time free in the community. Actually, we started last year. You know, I approached the pastor and I told him that this is something that the community needs, because a lot of kids, most of the time at the beginning of the school year, they don't have, the parents don't have insurance, and they have a, you know, big problem for going to school. And last year was the first year, this is the second year, and we plan on doing that every year for the kids and for the people in the community.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad that you take your time and do that. A lot of people don't have that kind of a heart, and to give of yourself like that is to be commended. Just to let the folks know again, you guys are located out at the Royal Palm Covenant Church at 660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard in Royal Palm Beach. The activities started at 9 o'clock today. They go until 4 p.m. There's a lot of things to do there for the kids. They have the bounce house, of course. They've got live music, refreshments, and goodies. I know they're giving away a lot of gifts. And most importantly, the health screenings, the dental screenings, the glucose monitoring. These are all important things that you need to know about your health and to keep yourself healthy. So what have you seen mostly out there today? I mean, what's the crowd look like?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of kids and a lot of parents, and the weather, it started to rain a little bit earlier, but now the sun is coming out, so it's pretty nice. You know, invite everybody to come in and stop by. Everybody will have something for them. We'll have something for everybody, you know, kids and adults. Like you said, you know, we have the blood pressure screening, the glucose screening, which is vital to the people. They need to know their body. They need to know, their health, what's going on.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to stop by there after the show and say hi, and we thank you so much for donating your time and your expertise. You know, going to college isn't free, right? So we
right.
We appreciate
it. Thank you so very much. Yes, it's my pleasure to give back to the community.
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll see you shortly when we take the chance to get out there. All right, let's take a look and see who won the Home Depot giveaway card. Rick, what do you got there? Wait, there you go.
Our winner is Elena Simpatico of Margate. She won $50 in Home Depot gift cards thanks to Reach Radio.
And Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Don't forget that.
You got it.
Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate you being there. Okay, let's take a little pause for the cause as Dr. Mort prepares for the closing headlines and the final stages of Reach Radio. And, of course, that's brought to you by reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to Reach Radio, the place where owning a home becomes a reality when you reach for housing.org. Little pun there, I thought you'd like that. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Just to let you know, tomorrow, Sunday, that is, July 21st, that's National Ice Cream Day for those who live in Rio Linda, July the 21st, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Reach will be hosting their first-time home buyer workshop at their new home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. That address again is 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. That's just south Lake Boulevard there, my gosh. Palm Beach Lakes? Yeah, it's north of that. It's north of Blue Heron. Anyway, it's on Military Trail. If you have in need of directions, you can call them at 561-491-1670. Make sure you press 0 to get to the operator. You know, when you complete this workshop, you will understand the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. There is a $35 fee for the workshop, but it's a special workshop, and it includes lunch and beverages. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. This first-time homebuyers workshop is taught in English, Spanish, and Creole, and it's this Sunday, tomorrow, from 1 to 7 at REACH headquarters, 8409 North Military Trail. That's Northlake Boulevard, by the way. I'd finally get that down. It's maybe I need to get to that health fair and get my brain checked out there. Call the folks at REACH at 561-491-1670. Don't forget to press 0 to get to the operator. Well, before we close the show, I think Dr. Mord has formed an opinion. And here at REACH Radio, we've decided to call it Mort's Minute. What do you think about that, Mort?
Okay, yes, this is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. Earlier on the show, I reported about a company that is sending out letters on very official letterhead telling people they need a certified copy of their mortgage deed. This is not a requirement. You don't need a certified copy of your mortgage deed. Well, the letter goes on to say that they can get you one for around $85. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you telephone the county clerk where your deed is registered, you can get a certified copy of your deed for around $10. So what about this extra money that they're charging? That's a scam. These people are taking advantage of you, the public. You can get a copy of your mortgage deed on the internet for free. You can just print it out. It's not certified, but you can get a copy, no problem. So I'm telling you, be careful. If you get a letter saying that you have to have a document, that it costs X amount of dollars, don't take it for granted. Make a phone call. Go on the internet. Find out what a copy of an official document really costs and if you absolutely need it. If you're in doubt, call us at reachforhousing.org or at our phone number. We're here to advise you. We're here to put you straight. Be careful with your money. And that's the Mort Minute. Back to our handsome host, Alan Mason.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Well, that's all the time we have left to us. We want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for stopping by. As usual, they were great. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. You can call REACH at 561-491-1670. We'll see you next Saturday, live from 12 to noon. And remember, we're having fun helping kids. Stay well, Bob Kenny.